All right, party people, welcome back to Tuesdays and Thursdays Leadership Sessions. I am your host, Damien L. Butler. Let's get into it. All right, party people, welcome back to it. It's been a few weeks since we had a new episode. We had to make some changes and do some things differently. You know, this coronavirus and this stay-home orders and this self-quarantining and social distancing and all that kind of stuff has changed the game on serious levels. So we had to change and make some adjustments. You know, all the things that we wanted to do, that we were trying to get some, take the time to record and produce content. And that's what we've done, but it's not as easy as it has been because there are now some parameters in place that we just need to take care of. So we just need to figure out what that looks like for us and how we can make it work. We found the answer, and these next few episodes should help show that. We hope that we are an example of what needs to be done in this critical time, and hope that we help you get through and come out better on the other side. So in this time we've been off, you know, we tried to figure out new ways to make the episodes more interesting, sound better, you know, create more content to go into them. But in creating all that content to go into the podcast, is, you know, goes back and forth to the things that we're dealing with on, you know, a day-to-day basis. Some of the things that have just kind of been taken away or put on hold, or however you want to look at the situation with the, you know, stay-at-home orders, the self-quarantine, all that kind of stuff. You know, one of the big things that I lost, that I you know, that changed for me, was being able to teach, you know, face to face, because that's what I enjoy doing. That's what I do for a living, and it's different. You know, now everything is on Zoom. I've been able to establish a weekly schedule with my players and students and colleagues to check in and make sure everything is good to go. We're on the same page. We're moving in the right direction. All that kind of stuff. But another area that we want to kind of look at is, you know, the business-wise, or the ability to reach out and continue to teach and develop leaders. So one of the things that we came up with, and it's actually something we've been working on for a while, that kind of just, we had the opportunity to focus on it, is creating, you know, some of our workshops and recording the content and giving you the slides and giving you the worksheets and putting that stuff out so that it can be used on a wider basis. You know, these are the three that are on the website are the ones that I teach the most. You know, Success by Design, the five W's of finding a mentor, and Where Does a Legacy Begin? You know, we decided to put those out because those are ones, like I said, that I talk the most for, the most about when I travel. I've done, you know, those three more than any other workshops at all. Mentorship has been a huge conversation. Just figuring out how to set goals and how to achieve them, and, you know, how to be successful. You know, that's important to people. So I talk about that quite a bit. And, you know, legacy and leadership, it's important. I mean, what the long-term effects of who you are and how you interact and what you do with the people around you, and how you impact their future. You know, how you impact their present is going to make a difference in how you impact their future. So, you know, Where Does a Legacy Begin is relevant to quite a bit of leader development, because it kind of helps you understand what you're doing now, and also prepares your mind and your team, your organization, your group, you know, your subordinates, the people you touch. It prepares them for the future. So those three workshops, the slideshow, the presentation that I give in person, and the worksheets are all on the website. You know, you go on to themanifestone.org, click on services, and they are listed in the PDF PDF downloads on the left-hand side of the screen. So you can click on the worksheet and the actual presentation. Listen to your presentation, fill out the worksheet. And as always, you can contact us, reach out to us through social media, through the website itself, on the contact page, and ask any questions or continue the conversation. You know, we can grow the discussion that way. I mean, just because we can't see each other face to face, you know, I can't teach in that, you know, one-on-one mode, or, you know, do workshops and things like that, doesn't mean that we can't continue to, you know, share information and build our competencies and skills to take us to the next level. Because once this whole thing is over, it's going to change, you know, a lot. But there are going to be some skills, you know, some time-tested, some age-old skills that you're going to need to be successful, especially when it comes down to, you know, distance learning, communicating over Zoom and social media through email and all those kind of things. I mean, those are skills that will never go out of style. No matter what's happening, you always need to be able to communicate. And if you can't communicate effectively, you know, things happen. So we're going to continue to help develop those skills for you, give you examples and places to use them, and hopefully create some opportunities, you know, to use them as well in the interaction that we have through the website and the workshop. And over these last couple of weeks, the social media and technology have been our go-to healing points, our coping mechanisms, and the things that are helping us grow and get through, not necessarily grow, but get through, you know, this unique time of change, because once we get back to normal, it's not going to be what it was before. So technology, social media, and all that kind of stuff, you know, those things matter. And those are just communication tools. And we need to use those properly so that we can get things done and grow and help other people around us. So over the next couple of episodes, we're going to talk about, you know, a few skills. You know, the three that stand out for us is building relationships, communicating, and being accountable. So, well, go in order, my bad. Communication, building relationships, and being accountable. You know, the communication piece is huge because that's how information gets across. Building relationships, you know, matters because if you don't have a relationship with the people you're communicating with, the people you're leading or following, or, you know, in business with, or whatever task, if it's business, teaching, you know, a lot of stuff depends on that relationship. And everybody's not going to like you, but you have to be likable. You know, everybody's not going to, you know, be best friends, buddy, but, you know, it's proven, you know, that people do more for people they care about and listen to people who they clearly know care about them. So that's definitely going to be a point of interest, communicating, building relationships, and being accountable to the process, doing the things that you say you're going to do, because deadlines come fast. I mean, it's very easy now being at home, you know, all day, not leaving the house very much, to lose track of time and what day it is. I mean, the schedules that we've set up for, you know, my teams and my classes, those help. It gives me something to look forward to during the week. You know, it's time to get on the Zoom and talk about, you know, just things that the team wants to talk about. There's some news that comes in. Answers to questions are coming slow, but, you know, there's information that we can share and it's worthwhile. So we do that as much as we can. You got to create a routine so that you can stay in the flow as much as possible, because the accountability piece now more than ever is going to make a huge impact on the future. You know, your legacy is going to be developed through the way you handle things now. I mean, schools are going, you know, 100% online. Colleges have been doing it for, you know, since this whole thing started back in, you know, early March. You know, the month of March has definitely been, you know, huge. Everything kind of changed for me March 15th. So if you're You know, a Julius Caesar fan, Shakespeare, you know, the Ides of March were upon us, and they made a difference. But how we're going to get through that and how things are going to work depend on, you know, those three skills of communicating, building relationships, and accountability. Accountability more than ever because your legacy is attached to it. So this episode is kind of, hey, we're back. We're figuring some things out. You know, we think we found the answer. We found one for now, but we're going to continue to work because as times change, we need to continue to change and be flexible. But we're trying to look ahead of the curve so that we can, you know, be prepared for what's coming. And we may figure it out and get it right, and then we may not. But we're going to continue to drive forward and not get bogged down by things that we can't control. We're going to do our best to continue to present information that's worthwhile and useful. And in the next few episodes, we'll deal with, you know, the next three, we'll deal with those topics. So in the meantime, we do not want to lose touch with you. We want to stay in touch, make sure we are helping you cope, meeting some of the needs that you may have. So let us know, you know, what those needs are. Let us know, you know, other things that you want to hear, you want to touch base on, what topics you want us to talk about, so we can talk about them, you know, outside of our digital airways. So don't forget to find us on Instagram. You can find me, Damian L. Butler. You can find The Manifest One. We've actually changed the name of the, you know, it was The Manifest One Empowerment Group, but now we kind of changed that group into a pod now because of, you know, social distancing has changed a little bit. So now we kind of go into a space, into a digital pod where we can get together and get some things done. And, you know, your home is now your pod. It's where you are doing your thing. That's your home base, your central base, or whatever you want to call it. It's the center of where you are. Everything is together right there. So we are now, you know, at The Manifest One, The Manifest One Empowerment Pod. It's also short for podcast, so it makes it kind of more sense. So you can find us when you start looking for the podcast out there. And we appreciate the growth that we've seen in our podcast listening. Our downloads have increased a little bit, little by little, you know, inch by inch. Anything is a cinch. So we appreciate you reaching out to us. But don't forget, we're there. If you need us, reach out to us. The website is themanifestone.org. You can contact us through our contact sheet. You can see all of our download information. There are a couple of podcast episodes on the website. And the workshops and worksheets are there as well. So you can dig into those and dig a little deeper. We look forward to hearing from you. We enjoy what we're doing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for continuing to follow. Thank you for the subscriptions. That's it for now. See y'all next time. Hope all is well. Take care.